This is The State of Things. I'm Phoebe Judge. For more than two decades, a small nonprofit in Hillsborough, North Carolina, has been helping a number of little-known but highly regarded blues, gospel, roots, and folk musicians. The Music Maker Relief Foundation releases unique songs and albums by renowned musicians like Captain Luke, Guitar Gabriel, and Boo Hanks. This summer, the foundation, in collaboration with Duke Performances, hosts a series of summer concerts. The final concert is this evening at 7 p.m. and features New Orleans native and blues singer Pat Mother Blues Cohen and North Carolinian Big Ron Hunter. They join us on The State of Things. Welcome, Pat.
Hi.
And welcome, Big Ron.
Hello.
Big Ron, can I get you to tell me how you got into playing the blues?
I got into playing the blues when I was a little kid. I was probably about the third grade in school. And I used to sit out on a, we lived in a log cabin out in the woods, and we had a well and an outhouse and everything and chickens in the backyard. And on the weekends, my dad used to raise tobacco. And on the weekends, you know, he'd get him a case of beer and he'd go out on the front porch and sit down at the cabin and he'd call me out and say, bring your guitar. And so he'd drink about two or three beers and then he'd start teaching me and he'd say, son, I'm going to teach you how to make your guitar talk. And then he would sing blues songs to me, like I would hate to see the evening sun go down because it makes me feel like I'm on my last go around. You know, sing blues songs like that to me. And that's where I started, you know, playing the blues and learning to play the blues.
And the blues comes in many different sounds, the Delta blues, Roadhouse blues, so many different types. But you can demonstrate what North Carolina blues sounds like, the unique qualities. Will you just show us a tiny bit?
Yes. North Carolina is more of a folk style. I'm going down the road feeling bad. I'm going down the road feeling bad. I like that.
A folk style.
Folk style.
And you can tell the differences. It's easy to say, oh, I know where they're from.
Yes,
I know what
yes,
they're playing.
Yes, yes.
So I would love you to play us a full song. Could you play Pouring Out the Blues? And can you talk a little bit about writing this song?
Yes. I wrote this song a while back. And actually, I wrote this song because I was so excited about doing an album for the first time. And so I wrote Point Out the Blues to show my appreciation to the blues players who have gone way before me, who have paved the way for me, and who have lived harder than I have lived. And so it goes sort of like this. It goes, come right on in, sit right down. Listen to this blues sound. So pick up a chair, pat your feet up and down, and listen to these blues sound. I'm just pouring out the blues. I'm just pouring out the blues. I'm just showing my appreciation to the ones who came way before me. I'm just showing appreciation to the ones who came way before me. Come right on in, sit right down, listen to this blues sound. Let me pour them out on you. Let me pour these blues out on you. I'm just pouring out the blues. I'm just pouring out the blues. I'm just showing my appreciation to the ones who came way before me. I'm just showing my appreciation to
to the ones who came way before me, pouring out the blues. Whee!
That was our guest, Big Ron Hunter. Big Ron is playing tonight at the Duke Gardens at 7 p.m. He'll be joined by our other guest, Pat Mother Blues Cohen. Pat, can I get you to tell us how you got involved with the Music Makers Relief Foundation?
Well, the way that I got involved with the Music Makers Foundation is through this man right over here, Big Ron. I was singing at this club, and Ron was working across the street, and he would come to see me. And he was telling me, you know, I was telling him my story, because at that time I just come in from New Orleans. I was one of the Katrina survivors. And he was saying, well, you know, I'm with this organization that helps musicians. And I really, really needed help at that time. So he says, why don't you come with us? We're going to be in Durham. And I want you to meet this guy, Tim. And, you know, he's like a blues enthusiast. And, you know, he could probably help you out. So I went and I met them. And I guess maybe before they really started calling me, it was maybe about 2 years later. But when they started calling me, the first call was, do you want to go to Australia? So that was like wonderful to me, you know. And from then they just started calling me. And it's, and I've done a lot of cool, sung at a lot of really cool places. And I've done, I've traveled and gone to a lot of interesting countries through Music Makers, and that's basically how I met them. And now they're like family.
And kind of spreading this word and the importance of the blues and the musical traditions of the South all over the world. Why is it so important that that you go out there and you do this, and we're saving these songs and we're saving these styles?
Because blues is the foundation of every kind of music. And they don't have it in schools anymore. And a lot of these kids don't know anything about blues. And some of the younger adults don't have a clue of what the blues is and how important it is to our music. I mean, without the blues, we wouldn't have any music.
Well, can we get you to sing us a song?
Okay. I just want to say this, that the blues is a part of every type of music. And there's blues in everything. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to sing you a song. And I would like everybody to just close their eyes and imagine me sitting right in front of you dedicating this song to you. I've been so many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs, and I've met some bad times. I've acted out my life on stages with 10,000 people watching. But we all know I'm singing this song for you. I know your image of me is where I strive to be. I've treated you unkindly. Can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Baby, can't you see through me? 'Cause we're alone, and I'm singing this song to you. You told me precious secrets of a true love holding nothing. You came out in front while I was high.
I'm so much better. And if my words, they don't come together, listen to the melody that my love is sending out there. I love you in a place where there's no place or time. And I love you for my life, 'cause you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, I want you to remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you. I love you in a place where there's no space or time. I love you for my life, 'cause you are a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember when we were together. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you. We were alone, and I was singing this song to you. Me and you, we were alone, and I was singing this song to you. I was singing this song, to you.
That was my guest, Pat Mother Blues Cohen. Pat and our other guest, Big Ron Hunter, will be performing tonight at Duke Gardens in Durham at 7 p.m. Ron, can you talk about what it takes to write the blues?
Well, living it. And we all do live it. Even a baby, a child, lives the blues. When a child gets hungry and wants some milk, he'll cry for that milk. When we're out here and we're working hard and trying to take care of our families and everything, and we lose our jobs, that's the blues, because we can't fulfill, you know, and take care of our families and everything. That's the blues. If you're just out here riding down the road and all of a sudden you have a wreck or something, and you got to get your car breaks down or something, that's the blues. You got to get it fixed. You don't have the money to do certain things. You don't have the money to keep your word. If you tell a bill collector that you're going to pay them and you don't have the money to pay them, that's the blues.
That's right.
You don't have no place to stay. You see people out on the streets. I see a lot of people out on the streets with signs says, can you give me something to give me some food? That's the blues, and it still lives today. And the reason why a lot of younger folks don't understand about the blues, because we've been young before. And being young, we had plenty of food. Mom and Dad always fed us, gave us food, put clothes on our backs. And so we didn't even know what it was to be without. And that's the way young folks are today. And, you know, parents are working real hard and buying real expensive clothes for the kids and everything. So they don't know anything about the blues because they never lived it.
Yeah, but one day all of us will will have a reason to listen to a blues song.
Yes.
And know what it all means.
Right. Uh-huh.
Pat, just quickly, you know, all of the folks that you're around with, music makers, are blues performers, which means that you get to sit around and just share stories with all of these great musicians. It must be a wonderful thing.
It's a good
thing. Or it's not a good thing.
It's a good thing to share stories, but sometimes you might not want to hear some of the crazy blues stories because it is the blues.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing to know the people that are a part of Music Makers because they have some true blues people.
Mm. Big Ron Hunter and Pat Mother Blues Cohen are two artists who work with the Music Makers Relief Foundation. They perform tonight at 7 p.m. at the Duke Gardens in Durham. Thanks, Pat.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
And thank you.
You can find out more about the show at our website, stateofthings.org. That's the State of Things for today. The State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is the technical director. Andrew Tai is our intern. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Phoebe Judge.